Rosy Landscaping.
Oh no, there's a chainsaw.
That sounds like something you would do.
Yeah. It's exactly what I would do. Yeah, so landscaping at my house is survival of the fittest. Right. You even look like you're going to die. You're gone. Except for that stupid pomegranate tree I've tried to kill for 5 years, and it is producing fruit as I speak. I've root and stump drowned that thing 5 different times. I can't even kill something I want to kill.
Let's get to Chuck and Gilbert, see how we can help him on this Saturday morning. He's called in to talk to Miss Janet Weibel.
Good morning. Good morning, Janet. Thank you. You're kind of a blessing because I've had this question for quite a bit of time. I have a fairly large sisu tree out in my backyard where one of the roots is pushing up a paver pathway. And my question is, will I cause any damage? Excuse me. I don't want to take the root all the way out, but I wanted to kind of chop into it mm-hmm. so that I could make that path straight again.
Yeah. Yeah, I am familiar with that problem. My mulberry tree is doing the same thing to my bricks. So if it's a major root, it's supporting the tree structurally, but it's not feeding the tree with water. So you can take a nice sharp saw and you can cut across the top of the root.
Interesting.
To lower the root enough, hopefully, to get a paver or
back over the top,
back over the top of it. The other thing, if you add a cushion in the form of sand or aggregate, if you can get your grade up that high, that will help cushion the brick and give it some flex so that the root sits hopefully more politely below the bricks.
Okay. So it doesn't matter how deep I cut that root as long as it's it is a supporting root, and I just want to make sure that I'm not going to go through it completely, but just enough to where,
right.
Like I said, it's level.
Yeah, so. The roots are pretty durable. You can expose it as much as you can so you can get the context of the root, and then you can cut over the top of it with a good blade to just lower it just enough to get a little, like an inch of sand over that. And then put your bricks back down.
Sounds like a chainsaw job to
me.
No,
didn't say chainsaw.
Where's my bar oil?
So tell me, how tall is a sisu tree?
It's probably about 20 plus feet and probably about the same in diameter.
Wow. So how big is this root that we're talking about?
Well, just to shave the top of it, it's probably, maybe about 8 to 10 inches wide, and I'm going to have to go down maybe about 2 inches.
Yeah, and the root comes, how far away from the trunk of the tree are you with this root?
Probably about 6 to 8 feet.
Yeah. It's likely that it's a supporting root structurally, but the feeder roots are far beyond that point, and those are the ones transporting the water and the nutrients back to the tree. So if you're very careful and don't use a chainsaw,
I will not.
And you're not doing this to every root out there, it should be just fine.
That's another argument for pavers, for sure. I mean, you can actually pick the pavers up, redirect or modify it, and then just put it all back together as opposed to busting up concrete.
Right.
Just one more advantage to pavers.
Right.
All right, Miss Janet. Landscape architect,
yes.
And certified arborist. I love the way you think. I love the way you write. I love your book.
Thank you.
So the book is available where?
You can buy it on our website, which is Weibel, WAIBEL-LA.com. There's PayPal there. It's available in Spanish. And we also have a book for Colorado in there. Well, yeah, it's on the website. And the Arizona book in Spanish and English is available on Amazon.
Okay. But we'd rather you go to Weibel.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's great. Whatever's easiest for you. I address the envelopes myself and ship them out. So,
if you want to take the time just to be thinking about it, again, here's the sentence in the book that just, it makes me feel guilty for what I do to my yard, but it does make me respect when I see one done right. It's awesome. Here's the sentence. It is time that the aesthetic beauty of our plant materials and the functions they are intended to fulfill and the compositions created with them is appreciated and accentuated through better plant care. I mean, I get through that sentence, I'm visioning a beautiful landscape.
Thank you. That's great. That's the goal.
Well, we appreciated you taking the time out of your schedule to come in and visit with us today. Again, it's Janet Weibel. That's Weibel-LA for landscape architect. W-A-I-B-E-L, Weibel-LA.com. Janet, thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you, Rosie. It's great to be here.
And I'll hesitate a long time before I start my chainsaw again.
Oh, I hope so.
I'll think of you. Janet wouldn't want me to do this.